This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Shaletta is here. She's here every Friday about this time, or sometimes she's here 3-4 minutes late. Other times she makes a switch. But I believe she's here, and she's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, and I'm told she has a major announcement that she has agreed with me all along and that she's headed back to Twitter once this segment ends. Is that correct? Hello? Hello?
May have to call her.
Uh-oh. Did you already have her on hold?
We're testing out the old clean feed here, so we wanted to just test her out.
Can we test out the clean feed when we're not battling all the other issues that we're having right now? We're juggling a lot of things behind the scenes right now already, where half the time I'm here in CBS, and we're doing a lot of experimenting that I'm not a big fan of right now, considering this is the last day I'm going to be here, and we could do this maybe when we have a show that's actually in studio right now. So hopefully we can get Shaletta on the line. A reminder that you can follow. I'm on Twitter. I'm not afraid of Twitter. She's afraid. Can I hear you in the background? Afraid of Twitter, Shaletta? I'm on Twitter at Chad Hartman Show. I'm also on Instagram, Chad Hartman Show.
Post
the
occasional
photos. I'll probably have something available. Okay, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. I feel like I'm in a commercial or something. I said he is getting to do something that he's been trying to do for 4 years, and that shut me up. I think that you have sabotaged this whole system so that you don't have to hear me talk. I believe this is strategic. This is planned. I think that you and Sean are in cahoots. Probably Andrew's got a little bit to do with it. We've been trying to shut her up, and she won't be quiet. Can you just take care of this for us, Mr. Chad? And Uncle Chad just walked right in there. I see what's going on. Oh, I see it. Oh, it's plain and clear right now. Yeah.
When is the last time during the day when you weren't taking a nap where you were quiet for like an hour and a half and just listened?
Never in my life. Even when I'm praying, the Lord does not get a word in edgewise because I'm talking the whole time. I'm sure Jesus has something that he would like to tell me, but I don't have time to listen because I'm talking. You know, it's my spiritual gift. You know, it's my gifting. No?
I mean, maybe for you it's a gift. I'm not sure it's a gift for all of us every single time.
For the people who have to listen to me.
Yeah. And so even as a kid, you were chatty right away. You weren't one of those who, like, grew up and initially was very quiet. And they were like, geez, how's Shaletta going to be? And then, boom, You changed. No, you were just fairly talkative right away.
Out the womb, my nickname, my great grandmother nicknamed me Chatty Cathy. Now I'm not. I'm a little bit older, but I'm not that old, so I don't remember the Chatty Cathy doll. But apparently, there may be some of our listeners who remember playing with a Chatty Cathy doll. And so that was my nickname. My nickname was Chatty Cathy. Nasha? Oh,
okay. Yeah, don't surprise me. So your nickname was Chad. Is that what you're saying?
Chad.
It was almost like it was planned.
Two T's. You know, it was divine. It was so divine. Okay, so I have a tip. I have to tell everybody this. This is very important. Yeah. If you are going to Minneapolis St. Paul Airport, you need to leave about 3 hours. Leave your house 3 hours early. Here it was horrible the other day. It was just horrible. Go. I almost cried, and I don't cry. Seriously. I got to the airport, and the Delta bag drop line was so long, I needed the GPS to find out how to get there. The line was ridiculous. And my locks, I was doing a door lock donation event in Houston for families who have kids with autism. I was on the 7 a.m. flight. My locks were on the 11 a.m. flight because and the line in Houston was filled with people from Minneapolis because nobody's bags made it. So if you and your bag want to be at your destination on time and you are flying out of MSP, please take it from me. This was just yesterday. Get there 3 hours early. I'm an old lady, so I always get there 2 hours ahead of boarding. Not when the plane takes off, but boarding. And that still was not enough time.
So I vociferously normally push back and say people get there too early. But I'm also the same dope that in December, when I was going on a quick 3-day golf trip, and I'd worked pretty hard to line up this fabulous golf course, and I was flying Sun Country then, and I'm not blaming all Sun Country, but I am blaming the one person who told me I had to get in the one line, and the one line went for an hour, and then when I was up there, and it was 40 minutes before the plane was taken off, or was it, I think it was 45, they said, too late, you'll have to take another flight. Come on, 45 minutes? And then they said, well, guess what? You can go, but you can't take any bags. I'm like, I'm on a golf trip. She's like, well, you just have to rent clubs there. I'm like, where am I leaving my clubs?
No.
She's like,
you playing with your clubs. These are your clubs.
First time in my life I missed a flight. I was not very happy.
I know you were not. Oh, baby, I know the smoke was coming out of your ears.
Oh, it was.
You should have seen me yesterday. I had almost 100 people in Houston sitting at the room at the West Orem YMCA with their autistic children waiting on door locks that I did not have in my possession after I promised them on every TV station in town that they would have. And so now I have to physically mail 100 locks to all these people. I mean, that's going to be more, that's going to cost more than the plane ticket for me to get down there. And that's the purpose of me going down there was to educate the parents, give them some information, show them how to do the locks. And then I did a workshop on how to find grants and scholarships for parents who have kids with special needs to pay for like fences and playground equipment.
Yep.
Right. We could have done that virtually. Right. I literally left my house, went there and had no locks for these people. And so now I have to come home and I have to mail out each and every one of those locks. Baby, that's a hot mess right there. So if I had to do all over again, I'd just got there an hour early.
Let's decide which WCCO radio employee should help you out because I have one candidate and only one candidate. Adam Carter. There's only one person.
We have the same candidate. We have the exact same candidate. And we hardly ever agree on anything. Yes.
Yeah. And he's such a fraud because before, when you were still on Twitter, he would act like he was following you. He would mute you. He was not. Oh,
no.
Yeah. He didn't block you because he's afraid of you, like all of us are.
Right.
But he would put you on. He put the mute button on you.
No, not. I know Adam would.
Yeah, he would.
Mm-mm. No.
Oh, yeah.
My friend Adam.
Would.
Oh, not my friend Adam. Mm-mm. I know Adam wouldn't mute me.
He did.
And I thought maybe he didn't see the tag. And I would ask him, I would say, hey, Adam, did you see I tagged you on social? And he was like, oh, I haven't been on today. And I would say, oh, okay, well.
Was that your voice? Was that Adam for a second there?
Yeah, I haven't been on today. I'll check it out now.
I'm a newsman. I have no time
yes,
for that.
Ron Burgundy.
Now let me send some more sick jokes, because, man, he can do those. All right, hang on. When we come back, I want to talk about what today is, because today is World Down Syndrome Day. World Down Syndrome Day. Yep. So that's something we should acknowledge and celebrate. I have someone in my life who I know extraordinarily well with Down syndrome, and he's a great young man. And I want to get to a couple other stories. Ty to Shaletta. I'm guessing the Twins are playing tomorrow, and you don't have a show? Am I correct?
I do not have a show. And I will tell you that I will be in St. Cloud with your buddy Andrew, and I'm not going to tell you why until after the break, but you will be excited to hear what I'm going to say.
I hope he knows you're coming. That's all I want to say. And I hope if he knows you're coming, he's not there. We'll discuss that when we come back with Shaletta on CCO. Continuing with Shaletta Feisty Friday, we're going to talk about the JFK files, the release, with someone who's been involved in these documents for decades, who we've chatted with before. Judge John Thunheim is going to join us at 2:05. Shaletta, we have a number of kids in our lives who are autistic. You have three kids. I have one. We love them. We treasure them.
Yes.
We also are aware of other kids who have other unique challenges. And there are a number of kids in our society who have Down syndrome. And today is World Down Syndrome Day. And my great friend Kevin has a son, Aiden. Quentin's been friends with Aiden forever. Aiden has about as good a spirit as anybody I've ever met. He is curious. He is happy. He is determined. And every time I'm around Aiden, my life is immeasurably better. What do you want to say about World Down Syndrome Day?
I am so glad that we are shining the spotlight and normalizing. You know, Chad, for so long, for so many years and generations, children who weren't seen as quote-unquote normal developing, right, who were different than their age-appropriate peers and were not, you know, what the world deems is keeping up, were kept out, left out. They used to institutionalize children who were different. And so the fact that that we celebrate, that we shine a spotlight, that you take your son to the fair, that I write books about my kids, that we openly talk about it as parents and we're not embarrassed, that's the reason that these children with Down syndrome are thriving. That's the reason that they have jobs. That's the reason that they're getting married. That's the reason that they're in community and sitting right next to their normal developing peers and they're not embarrassed or ashamed. And we can begin to educate parents. And I just love the fact that we're not embarrassed of our kids anymore and that we're not allowing them to miss out on life. It used to be that we would hide them or you know, just put them in the background or not even go to church. I had somebody tap me on the shoulder the other day, and they said, I brought my autistic daughter to church because you brought your autistic daughter to church. We never would go to church because I was embarrassed that she would, you know, make noise or get up. And so I just feel better about it. And more of that is happening, not just in the autistic community, but for kids who have Down syndrome, too.
Along with what we are doing, along with what your friend did at church, too, there is just greater acceptance from individuals who may not have a child or a young adult who has an intellectual challenge. Sadly, for too long, there would be people who didn't know what to say, were uncomfortable, were awkward, couldn't believe somebody was bringing their child who might have Down syndrome or autistic or some other challenge. Shouldn't you just keep your child at home, or shouldn't somebody else watch? And there are still awkward people. There are still cruel people. There are still people who are unwilling to make adjustments with their own character. But it is so much better. I think back to Quentin and attending an enormous high school and my concerns about how he would be treated and what comments would take place. And I'm sure there were isolated comments, but I would go there for different events. Kathleen would go there. The boys would stop by. the amazing inclusion and acceptance by the kids set the tone, and Quentin was loved, and I'm sure your kids the same way.
Mm-hmm. And that's the beautiful thing. We can get all the therapy in the world. We can work with the developmental pediatricians. We can work with the school to get the perfect IEP plan. But when they have friends who will advocate for them, speak up for them, and include them,
yes,
those interactions, more than anything that we've ever done, has helped my children, which is why I spend so much time speaking out, speaking up, writing these books, trying to get into the schools, because I don't, nothing against you, I don't really care what you think about my kids. What matters to my kids,
yeah,
is what their friends think about them, right?
Mm-hmm.
What they're talking about on the playground. Are they going to include them on the tire swing? Are they going to include them when they play tag? I could give a fart what a grown-up thinks about my kids. I need them 31 kids in his classroom to know he has autism, or to know she has autism or Down syndrome, and to be educated about that in a way that they can then be friends and be accepting and also be patient and graceful with them.
Let's talk North Minneapolis and some really good numbers. Shooting incidents in North Minneapolis for 2024, the lowest in more than a decade. The data was released by the city. There were 132 gunshot wound victims in North Minneapolis. That's a drop off of 20% the prior year. Yeah, it's still too high. But when you're making that type of progress, it is notable. Not only is this a decrease year over year, it marks the lowest number of shooting incidents in the area since 2014. And also ShotSpotter, you know, when they're, mm-hmm, they're located various parts of North Minneapolis, and they are activated when a gunshot is fired, down 16%. I know multiple people who own property in North Minneapolis. There have been times in my life where there are restaurants, and there, I love Victory Memorial, that area.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest. There have been some tough times in North Minneapolis where,
yeah,
it has deserved questions and scrutiny. There are perception issues. But I also want people to listen when there is reality. And the reality is it is getting better,
yeah,
that these are good people. Not the individuals committing the crime. By the way, they're not good people if they're in Golden Valley, Plymouth, wherever they might be. But there are good people who are trying to live their lives, go to their grocery stores, go to great restaurants, and people should consider North Minneapolis and stop if you have that perception, well, I can't go there, or I'm white and I can't go there. Utter nonsense. Include it in your considerations.
Yeah, and you know, I'm so glad you're bringing this up, Chad, because, you know, oftentimes we'll talk about the bad things that are happening in North Minneapolis, and then when there is a bright spot or something good happening like this, where there's a double-digit percent increase, decrease in shootings, we you know, we'll gloss over that. We won't mention it. And so I'm glad we're talking about it. And you know, you wonder, how is that happening? What's happening? Well, you know, the chief is very visible in that community. He goes to the churches. He talks to the people. You got folks like Nakima Levy Armstrong and, you know, the folks at the YMCA over there who are in community, who are working with these young people. Dr. Verna's Girls in Action program and Boys of Hope, where they're taking the kids out of the schools and mentoring them and giving them some really good programs. And then there's one organization that is near and dear to my heart. It's the West Broadway Business Coalition. They actually work with the business owners on West Broadway, Chad. They go in there and get them insured because it's hard for them to get insurance. They clean up litter. They hang plants. They do so much in that community to make it beautiful. They paint murals. They work with these business owners. They make sure they've got the licensures, and, you know, they bring customers in and they do community block events. And so, you know, we can't overlook these organizations, because I read the same,
mm-hmm,
article you,
yes,
read, and they're doing all these stats But what they're not doing is shining a light on the people who are doing the hard work to make these percentages go down. Without the West Broadway Area and Business Coalition, without Dr. Verna's Girls taking action, these numbers are where they've always been. And so I'm so grateful to know these organizations. I volunteer with Dr. Verna's Girls Taking Action and Boys of Hope. And tonight I'm going to be emceeing the fundraising gala for the West Broadway Area and Business Coalition. And I'm so honored to be doing that. They're trying to raise funds to continue to beautify the neighborhood.
I want Victory 44 back in North Minneapolis. Honestly, was one of my five restaurants in the area. And it went out of business.
Yeah.
I think like 2016, 2017. Mm-hmm. Bring back Victory 44. All the people tied to that. It was a great restaurant and would love to see it return. All right. Have a great time. Raise some awareness tonight. Have a safe weekend. Oh, yeah. Real quick. You got Andrew. What's going on with Andrew?
Oh, yes. So we got to talk about Andrew. Andrew got a job. He's going to be working at the new Lazy Boy Furniture in St. Cloud that's going to be opening. And so he's got to go to a training in Maple Grove, which means, wait for it, he's going to have to get his car.
Good. Hot time.
That's why we clapping. Why are we clapping?
Hot time.
Why are we clapping? Yeah. I did not want to
Don't
give
you dare
car.
Go
you
anywhere near that training either. Nowhere. I don't want you in any city named Grove outside of Cottage Grove, okay? Can we be clear about that?
Oh,
nowhere.
My goodness. You better put a tracer on my car because, you know, I'll be right outside. Son, y'all need some snacks or something? Ask your coworkers. They want some goldfish or donuts from the Hy-Vee. What y'all need, y'all? Y'all okay? Yeah.
Also, you're not allowed to go to any furniture store in Minnesota for the next 10 years.
Okay. Oh, my God. You know, I was going to go in there and just buy up a whole bunch of stuff. Oh,
of course you were.
I can't go.
No, get out of there. Get out of there. All right, that's enough. Hang up on her, Josh. Shaletta is with us. Topics such as your brackets that you never, ever, ever want to hear a friend talk about, and they won't stop talking about. Have I mentioned your bracket? I don't care if you've got every game right or wrong. No one cares. Have I mentioned? No one cares. What other topics fit in that category? Did I mention no one cares? Text me 651-461-9226. I want your feedback. Mark Fry. If I started, I'm not in a single bracket this year.
Not at all. Not even the Odyssey one.
I'm not paying attention.
Wow.
Yeah, I should have. I should have. I feel like I should pay more attention during the regular season.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I heard Adam yesterday say he couldn't name a single player other than Dawson Garcia. I think I'm in the same boat. I can name like the Drake coach because I hope he comes to Iowa, but that's about it.
Yeah. You can name Cooper Flag. Come on.
That's true. You could have just made that name up. I have no idea.
You love Tim Elephant, don't you? A great player for Georgia State.
Fantastic on the floor. Yep.
You know, maybe that should be our next bit. Text a name, college basketball player or not. But then by Sunday at 6, millions will feel like they've watched a certain team the entire year. I've always been a, you know, Purdue guy, whatever it might be.
For me, it's McNeese State. I've huge fans since about 8 yesterday morning.
So. Yes, yes.
Go way back.
Exactly. The brackets, shut up. I'm not, I don't say shut up that often on the show, but let's just go with it. No one needs to show up at work on Monday or be in a texting thread, and you're getting the breakdown of how I've got 14 of the 16 in my bracket. Great. You know, go have a party. Celebrate. Meaningless. Don't tell me.
Are you impressed by any upset picks when people are like, oh, I had that upset? For me, it's just like, okay, you guessed. You were able to you click something and you guessed. Like, the whole upset talk just does not do much for me anymore. And I love March None Madness. For me, like day one, I know you're a Masters. You love the Masters, right? Like that's yep. your sporting event. For me, it's a day one of March Madness just because that's what it was for me growing up. But yeah, I've grown tired of just the comparison of brackets and maybe a day. It's like New Year. Happy New Year's. You get a day.
Yeah. Well, no, you get 3 days then with Happy New Year. Okay. You know, and the birthday. It's right. That's the policy of the show. You get till January 3rd. Mark, when's your birthday?
March 31st. So coming up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. April 2nd. That's when we're done with you. That's it.
That's fine. That is totally fine with me.
That's it. I'm not even sure we give you March 28th. I think it's the birthday and going forward. Along the same lines, fantasy football. I didn't play this year. I played other years. I've had fun. I will bring that up sometimes just to needle Dan Cook, who I think would rather spend a year at Gitmo than hear about fantasy football. So then if I know I can agitate him, then I will. But yet no one wants to hear about, you know, you've been circling the Panthers' fourth string practice squad tight end, and he just came through. Great. Congrats. Just don't share, right, Mark?
Right.
No one cares.
You don't need your mock draft in April before the draft has even started. I mean, you're fine. Like, let's just start clicking and hope that the person you selected isn't injured already.
Agreed.
That's happened to me.
Agreed.
But
Josh, what do you got?
I'm right there with the draft. It's what, March 21st? I'm already bleeping tired of hearing about the NFL draft. I wanted it to be summer.
I was tired of it February 21st.
Yeah,
and
so
by the
tired.
Way, I thoroughly enjoy the NFL. I like it. Mm-hmm. I'll pay attention. And they're brilliant, Josh, because they moved it back just to dominate the landscape even more.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, your March Madness craze, everybody. It's March 21st. March is almost over, so let's calm down with the March Madness little catchphrase that we always use. March is basically
Here's
over.
Another one. Wordle. When people were posting their Wordle scores, if you have found a hobby that amuses you, that you enjoy, that's good for you and you alone or your partner or your friends, that's fine. Get out of here. Mark Fry, I don't care if you missed by a letter. I don't care how many times it took you. No one cares.
I was incredibly bad at Wordle, so like that craze for me lasted about 4 days because I just did not care. So I still know somebody who daily will post their Wordle and that's why what's driving me from social media, especially among other things, but this individual just drives me crazy.
The new Wordle is the Monopoly Go game. Like everybody plays the Monopoly Go. I think that's what it's called on their phone, and they share it with their friends and talk about it in their parties and coffee dates. And yeah, Monopoly Go has become the new thing.
More text here. I do not need to hear the snowfall totals in South St. Paul from the amateur weatherman. Thank you. Preaching to the choir right here, as this show has pointed out many, many times. If we have, Mark Fry, significant weather, it's tornado season, or it's a really bad blizzard. I'm going to go with blad blizzard, apparently. Then we can hear from you. I couldn't possibly care less if it's raining and you're telling me in Lakeville it's raining. Or our rain gauge had 0.2 inches.
So
who cares?
One of my very first full-time news job, that was a huge thing in rural North Iowa, was to read the rainfall totals. I swear we would spend 2 minutes every time it rained in each newscast reading off rain reports from various people. And it was just, yeah, it did not make my reel. I don't even have a reel, and that I should go back and find the highlights of my rainfall totals, because they were great.
Okay. Here's another one, and shockingly, the program director with the mustache from Iowa was big on this. Text or call in with the gas prices where you live. The idea that if Mark lives in Stillwater and I live in Osseo and it's 10 cents cheaper in Stillwater than Osseo, and I'm going to drive out there. I think we're missing part of the equation, aren't we? I have to drive my car to get there.
Bingo.
Oh, my God. Here's another one. Excellent one. The people that always post, they're at the gym. How about those folks, Fry? Where do you stand on that?
It's up there with the people who film themselves at the gym. My wife and I just had a discussion about this the other day, and that is, we need to stop with doing that. It's just so uncomfortable. But I agree, like, your running totals for the week and things like that. Like, if you enjoy something, that is great. If you found that community, good for you. But, my God.
I don't need to hear the temperature in Southern California during this show. Wait a second. You don't? Hold on. Let me just adjust here off Minneapolis. Let me go to Palm Desert. Hey, it's 80 right now. We're headed for 87. When I leave, it's going to be 96. That's a bit moist. Maybe 96, that's a bit too much.
It's 50 here, by the way.
Yeah. I don't. How about this text? I don't talk about my porn habit. That's a texter, okay? Yeah, I don't think, Mark, I don't think that's going to become the next Wordle, is it?
It should be. Imagine sharing that on Facebook or our Instagram.
Yeah. Go. Mark Fry, CCO newsman, just said, go on Facebook and post your most bizarre porn habit. Is that, Josh, is that what you heard also?
That's how I gathered it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm all about
Mark,
transparency.
Very good.
Go for it.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
You're welcome.
If you want to continue, you certainly can. It's a 49 past 1 on the home of the Twins. Do we have any Twins action tonight, Josh? We had the Twins yesterday, right, with Jason at 5 o'clock
Let's
out?
Let's take a look here while I have the old clock in front of me. Doesn't look – oh no, we don't actually, because tonight we have a special – host in with, I believe it is Jonathan Lowe and Dave Schwartz in the lake spot tonight. So, because we have Cook and Tubbsy after this.
Oh, Cook and Tubbsy. Good. Mm-hmm. Well, we didn't cancel it. I think the way you phrase it, we didn't cancel the Twins game to have Schwartz in. It's just, we weren't carrying the Twins, but I'm sure we'll have Twins games. And then don't forget when they start, every single game will be heard right here on CCO. Now, Texter. Some of us like to know some of these things. You're allowed to disagree with us. But knowing the gas prices across the metro area or knowing how much it rained across the metro area, I don't get it. Now, here's a texter. Hey, you guys, I'm at Punch Pizza right now. Thank you. You know, that's another one where somebody's talking to you, Josh, and it's not germane to the conversation in any way.
They're checking in.
If it matters... Yeah. Like, if it's your partner, if it's your wife, your husband, I get it. But if it just, can we talk? Yeah, I'm at Lifetime right now.
I'm at Dan Kelly's. Okay. Come on down. Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't matter that you're Lifetime right now. You can keep it coming. 651-461-9226. Your Linda's construction time check. It's 155. Time to save on your home improvement project by committing right now before April 1st, when you know there's a good chance the spring manufacturing prices will increase. The country's fascination with John Fitzgerald Kennedy and what happened at Dealey Plaza will never, ever end. Funny. After consuming a fair amount of information myself, whether it's reading multiple books, watching excellent documentaries, listening to people, crazy thing, I think Lee Harvey Oswald did it. Questions on influence and where he went, who he talked to, think those are valid. But on that day, I think it's Lee Harvey Oswald. This week, to much hype, President Donald Trump released almost all of the JFK files. A lot of anticipation. A lot of belief that this was going to be it. I don't think anything's changed. I really don't. I think it was much ado about nothing. 99% of the files were already out there. But somebody who's been living this for a long time is Judge John Thunheim. He served on Bill Clinton's chair of the Assassinated Records Review Board, and he has been a part of the JFK files since then. This has been a huge part of the highly respected judge's professional life. He's joined us on the show before, and when we come back, he'll be on again. So tune in if you've had that Kennedy curiosity. One of the best that we can talk to is available to us. Coming up next, what is the latest with CBS? And how about Mark Fry?
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the ION College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the ION College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Right here. Appreciate you listening. Stay tuned on CCO.